With 9 classes of characters and so many weapons and unique abilities, one of our biggest challenges was exposing all these combinations to players without overwhelming them. Even the short list of essential information is intimidating, including map goals, the whereabouts of their friends, who's shooting them with what weapon, and so on. We didn't have any way to make all of this information visual, so first we had to prioritize and come up with an essential list of things every player needed to know in order to just have fun. Information they could learn by playing the game, such as map layout, was of secondary importance, but there was also information, such as the medic's invulnerability charge, that would be completely invisible unless we exposed it. We tried to avoid attaching 2D elements to the HUD as much as possible, since we wanted players to be looking at the 3D world we'd built rather than some abstract representation. For example, players always see their own team's spies as a spy, but they need to know how that spy is disguised to the other team. We first tried a quick hack where we put an icon representing the spy's current disguise, floating above his head. This icon proved baffling to playtesters. When we tackled the problem by putting cutout paper masks on the spy, it not only fit the humorous style of the game, it let players get all the pertinent information directly from a quick look at the spy's model, thus keeping them focused on the characters and on the action of the game. We took this as a lesson in how holding ourselves to a strong design principle can often force us to come up with better solutions than if we'd taken the easy route.